In short, there are three things that last: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Yes, so welcome to Love Lighthouse, our podcast station here. Wherever you're joining us from, welcome. Prayers for the poor. I have this coming up every now and again, like just to be mindful. It comes through scripture, to be mindful of those who are in a poor state, whether by mind or in other ways. And I pray for you that you may be able to come out of that state and be in a state where you can feel thankful and you are raised up and you just feel a lot better about things in your life. Because today, you know, you're going to hear some things and, you know, don't take any of this personally. So just bear that in mind, unless you think that you're a person like this that needs to hear certain aspects of this and it's kind of a wake-up call, fine. But know that perhaps this is to speak to those who have been annoying you, all right? So don't just hear the word you and think, like, you on the other end of this automatically. Like, this can mean a variety of different situations and different things occurring. So bear that in mind. I just want to check in with this particular broadcast and let you know that it's quite funny. I don't know. A person who was kind of like a best friend to me during school and university years and things like that, and we were speaking over Messenger recently, and I was like, listen, you know, I'm starting this new feature, and it's, you know, remember that game that we used to play in class, like, what would you do? Well, I'm gonna feature that on the podcast broadcast, so if you ever want to, you know, do the voice bit for it, if you're ready to do that, then you can. She seems a bit shy, to be honest with you. Quite a lot of people seem like that. I don't know. Not everybody, obviously. There's a lot of people look around, thank goodness, that are really confident. But some people, like, you know, from, like, back in school days and things like that, seem like they just don't have the confidence and there's a lot going on with them. I pray for people. But she's, you know, and it almost doesn't make sense because we were so kind of like out there and about there and celebrating life. I don't know what's going on in her life now, but she was having a laugh about this. And, you know, she actually said this as an example over Messenger. Like, what would you do if there was a zombie apocalypse? Question mark, question mark. And I don't know if she'd actually, like, seen, I mean, listened to, you know, this version of this broadcast, like, pre it being unpublished again. Because what I did was I put it out, but then I unpublished it before placing it back on again. So I'm like, I really need to know, like, did she actually, like, know that we were going to be doing this? You know, this is going to be the title or not. But it's just pretty amazing. That is one of the first things she said. So we made a bit of a kind of feature, a bit of a thing of that today. And it was like, you know, with the song Zombie and everything, little picture of a zombie and, like, her message, but obviously her identity hidden at the moment, unless she's and capable and confident in the future to shoot about things. But yeah, so just a bit of a check in there, and enjoy this podcast broadcast. Blessings. All right, so welcome to Love Lighthouse podcast. You are welcome here if you're of good intent. We're going for the 16th of May. Monday the 16th of May 2022. For some reason I said the 17th of May initially when I recorded this first time around, and I'm going to keep this in here because usually things are quite prophetic, so just keep a lookout for that as well. I'm going to go on to the 17th, God willing. This will be for the 17th of May 2022. Okay, I'm going to go with scripture here more, so we'll be led in the way. And they that were sent returning to the house, found the servant hole that had been sick as a matter of faith. I am like this. I have put on certain things, like I've opened up for the community, not because I want to do this. I listened to the Holy Spirit, and today I put out this thing about... It was basically just the fourth one down. I literally did not want to choose this myself. I would not choose it. I don't like the sound of it. But it has some swearing in it. It has that F word in it, and it is not a word that I normally use. I do hear some weirdos saying it quite often, but it's not normally a word that I choose to use. So you don't hear it on here. When you come on here, I'm sure you're pretty aware of that. I have had idiots behave like that, swear like that, you know, over a course of time, or be abusive over a course of time. Just give them a piece of their medicine after like a long time has passed, but for the building up of the kingdom by, you know, showing them that I can make choices too. Not, you know, I don't have any qualms with saying what I need to say to you, but I choose not to say this, so you can see this from the evidence of the way that I live my life. In other words, sort yourself out. But in any case, that was placed on there, and I think it's like a net. But now, like, I'm seeing this, and I will not be influenced by this, but I can see it's like, oh, you know, the audience, and then like what, and I do believe this is manipulation. I believe it's obviously my intent and my level is to be heard by the multitudes, and I know I am through the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. But I think that there's also like a manipulation behind the scenes over media, like to like jump up your views, jump down your views or whatever, to like try and manipulate you into like a certain way. And it's like, you can't override God. You can't. So just stop right now. You cannot. And that is it. Okay. God's will must be done, and you will perish if you do not understand that. If you don't follow that, if you don't understand that God is the omnipotent one, God will decide, and that'll be deciding what I'm going to be sharing. So you just can't override it. It's like, it's never going to not get out, like whether it's out here or through the Spirit, it doesn't matter. You cannot stop the Holy Spirit of God. You just can't. You're in Egypt if you think that. Okay. Do you think you are? What do you think? You're in Egypt if you think that. No. We come to this, and they that were sent, returning to the house, found the servant whole that had been sick. Well, this is interesting, because like my friend has been saying to me, listen, your person and your family, such and such, they've been saying, look, they've got dementia. This is an obvious sign of this. That. And they've been like giving me different links to this, because their mum had it for like years, and she knows what she's talking about, kind of thing, or she feels that she knows what she's talking about. And in the last like point, I was like, well, yeah, kind of, but I don't know, but we don't have anything to go on. It seems like that, but there are different things. Could be lying, could be this, or it could actually be that. Yeah, mental disability. But normally mental disability goes with lying, so kind of probably is, no matter what, a mental disability of some sort, shape or form. In any case, we're going around in circles of this, me and my friend, but she's kind of feeling that way. And it's like, yeah, pray for healing for you both. I'm like, well, thanks, but I don't need that. Thank you. I'm really thankful for God. I believe in Christ. I hold the Holy Spirit, so I'm all right, thanks. But yeah, that person you're talking about, yeah, let's pray for them. Absolutely. That would be great if they could have like this level of healing. Sure. And I'm going to pray for you too. So I said I was going to pray for her, because she really is really ill, like more in a physically way. It's got down to the physicality of her, so I really pray for her healing, really, really do. And I think that she should get in the water as well. Like, I think it'd be really therapeutic for her, but as long as she's got plenty of people there like helping, it's gonna be safe for her. Like, especially like if she does it in a safe way, she could do it like with her and, you know, her husband or something like that. If it's like a kind of shallow area or something near the beach or whatever, but definitely, obviously, if he's there helping and stuff. But yeah, so what about this then, when it's that immediate? So wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say unto one, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. And when Jesus heard these things, he marvelled at him. He turned him about and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And they that were sent, returning to the house, found the servant whole that had been sick. And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother. And she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not. And he came and touched the bier, that they that bare him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying, That a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God hath visited his people. And this rumour of him went forth throughout all Judea and throughout all the region round about. And the disciples of John showed him of all these things. And John, calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another? When the men were come unto him, they said, John Baptist hath sent us unto thee, saying, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another? Goodness gracious, people, what is your problem? What? Should we look for another? I mean, it really is frustrating that the difference in the faith, like, even that servant was healed through the faith, you know, of the soldier. His servant was healed. And then, even after all of that, John the Baptist is actually asking, is it you that we have to wait for, or is it someone else? Like, how could it possibly be someone else? He's just literally, like, healed someone's servant on the spot. He has brought someone back from the dead. And yet, how could someone be that asleep to say, is it someone else? I don't know, maybe he didn't have all that info. But anyway, so it's a funny thing, isn't it? Weird. Weird. But in all humbleness, and I don't think, no, that I can't. I just can't. That'd be false. I've got to be true. Going to be honest, so I was actually really just in a state of annoyance. Is that, could I then say that's humble? I think I was trying to get myself into that position. I'm like, no, from a humble place, and I'm like, I just couldn't get there because I was too busy thinking about being annoyed about the fact that John, which reminds me of like other people, does it remind you of you? Does it remind us of ourselves sometimes? I don't know. Does it remind you of you or someone else perhaps? Like, it's so obvious, but they're doing something else. They're trying to override God, or they're trying to like question or over question the obvious. And it's infuriating, I think. So I think we need to go into the Thanksgiving though, so it's all good. So let's go into the victory of Christ, and what is the Thanksgiving here for this? Send in a voice message to